Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For some time now, on the question of trade, all we've focused on is our trade war with China. And I'll talk about that today, but I also want to remind everyone that trade differences with Europe should also be in the spotlight. China, we just completed a round of productive negotiations with China. That discussion was only the first step. It provides a foundation for the next round of negotiations when U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer will be there. At this point, China has committed to buy more goods and services from the United States. They approved the imports of 5 new varieties of genetically modified crops. They've gone back to buying soybeans, but are way behind former years. There are other unrealized issues, including China's huge subsidies for some of their government-owned companies. A way to protect our intellectual property is still up in the air. I'm optimistic, but it is not done until it's done. Now let's turn to Europe. Our trade deficit with Europe has come in at $120 billion for the last 4 years. And last year, Europe promised to buy more from us to help balance trade differences, and they agreed to lift non-tariff barriers. We'll give Europe credit for one thing. They are buying more soybeans and liquefied natural gas. However, we're not getting very much done. Here's what Gordon Sondland, U.S. ambassador to the EU, had to say, and I quote, "So long as the EU leadership plays the delay game, the more we'll have to use leverage." Now, does that mean a tariff war with Europe also? We all understand that the EU Commission President and President Trump made a deal last summer that said work together toward zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, zero subsidies on auto industrial goods. But here's one of the most disturbing messages from the EU. They say they're not going to negotiate any trade deals on ag products. They don't want GE Foods. And most of our beef and dairy products can't get in the door because we use growth hormones. I can say from years of experience that Europe has never been free and open to our products. I'm happy that President Trump is taking a strong stand. We need to do that. Good luck. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.